This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Federal agents on Tuesday arrested Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder and former Ohio Republican Party Chair Matt Borges in connection with a $61 million kickback scheme. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports it's believed to be the largest public corruption scandal in Ohio history.
Householder was arrested on racketeering charges after federal agents raided his farm. U.S. Attorney David DeVillers says there was a conspiracy to pass a $1.5 billion nuclear power plant bailout in return for $61 million in so-called dark money.
These allegations are bribery, pure and simple. This was a quid pro quo. This was pay to play.
DeVillers accuses Householder of using the money to settle a lawsuit, pay off credit card debt, and for a home in Florida. Former Ohio GOP chair Matt Borges was also arrested, along with Householder's longtime advisor and two lobbyists. The U.S. attorney says there's no evidence that this conspiracy reached Governor Mike DeWine, who was among those now calling for Householder to resign. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Ohio's elected officials are calling on Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder to resign amid his arrest. Governor Mike DeWine, Lieutenant Governor John Husted, Secretary of State Frank LaRose, and Attorney General Dave Yost all issued statements yesterday urging Householder to step down. However, the GOP House leadership team stopped short of calling for a resignation. In a statement, Householder's top colleagues said they are, quote, shocked to learn of the charges and are reviewing the allegations. House Minority Leader Amelia Sykes of Akron also called for Householder to resign immediately. Some of her Democrats provided votes to help elect Householder Speaker. Akron-based First Energy and Energy Harbor's stock prices plummeted Tuesday following Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder's arrest. First Energy's stock price dropped 17% to around $34 a share before the close. Energy Harbor shares fell 21% to $28 a share. First Energy was the original operator of Ohio's two nuclear power plants until its subsidiary, First Energy Solutions, filed for bankruptcy. It renamed itself Energy Harbor, which operates independently. Neither company has so far been charged in connection to the bribery case. The roughly 1,000 new coronavirus cases confirmed Tuesday in Ohio was below this month's daily average, but deaths are climbing. There were 30 reported Tuesday, which nearly doubles July's daily average of 17. Ohio also reported 126 new coronavirus hospitalizations, outpacing the recent daily average of 90. ICU admissions grew by 23. Governor Mike DeWine was scheduled to hold his regular briefing about the virus Tuesday, but pushed it to today following the arrest of House Speaker Larry Householder and an afternoon press conference by the U.S. Attorney's Office announcing the charges. Several state and federal agencies are partnering to test the wastewater in Cleveland for signs of COVID-19. Led by the Ohio Department of Health and the EPA, the study will look in wastewater for coronavirus fragments in genetic material called RNA. Rebecca Fugit with the Department of Health says RNA from the virus can show up in fecal matter 3 to 7 days before there are symptoms.
It gives communities some advance notice, or, you know, like I said, it's a leading indicator that you're going to have some increasing cases, or you're seeing increasing cases in your community.
Fugit says it's not unusual to test wastewater for viruses. She says some communities have used this method to test for opioids or polio. A survey of Akron teachers says many may factor into a decision to begin the school year with remote instruction. At this week's school board meeting, Teachers Union President Patricia Shipe shared results of a survey they put out to members. Shipe said teachers don't think it's a good idea to bring students back immediately in the fall as COVID-19 cases continue to rise.
We had almost half, or 46%, of our teachers say they believe we should be 100% virtual at this time.
The survey also found that if in-person school were to take place, 84% of teachers felt that all students and staff should wear masks at all times. This is WKSU.